Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi, can I speak to Connie?
This is she.
Connie, this is Nick from Hoff and Miser. How are you?
Good, and yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. I am still waiting for you to sign the NDA.
Oh, okay. I am so sorry. I just got back from, I had a family member pass, and I'm just now getting back to work, so I've been busy because I've been completely behind out of work for so long. So I have not been able to get over to my personal stuff yet.
Right.
So forgive me. I apologize.
No, no. don't have to do this. That's okay. I understand.
Yeah. let me see if I can take care of it now.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. Actually, I saw that you read my emails. I also sent you an email on Friday wishing you Easter. So.
Oh, thank you. If I do read, it's probably on my watch. So they pull up. I just can't do anything with it. I mean, I can, but I can't. So give me a second.
Sure.
Oh, here we go. Okay. Let me get this signed and get this over to you. And then you would have availability Thursday, because Thursday is probably going to be the best day where I'm open completely.
Whatever you say, whatever you say. You tell me a time. Pick a day, okay, and we'll make ourselves available.
Okay.
All right.
Logging in to take care of this now.
Perfect. You signed the NDA, okay? It's online. You can download it, or you can print it, sign it, and scan it back to me. Take a picture and send it back to me.
Yep.
Or if you can do it online, you can also do online if you would want to do it online.
Okay,
and
taking care of that.
What time on Thursday suits you best?
I will respond back via email once I send you the signed disclosure agreement.
Okay. And you also told me the other day when we had a call, you told me that you also have a partner who will be joining us.
Correct.
For this meeting. Yeah. So will he or she will be available on Thursday?
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to check in with him. That's why I'm going to respond with the time when I respond by signing.
Okay.
I promise to follow up. I apologize for the back and forth. It's just, I honestly, before it was my family member, and then now I am just playing catch up at this point. I've been out for a while, and I've been a little overwhelmed and swamped because I've been gone for so long. So I will take care of this now. As soon as I get off the phone with you, I'll give him a call, and we can work through this and get it confirmed on the calendar for Thursday.
So this application you told me was about a transportation sector. So what exactly you're looking for, if you can give me a heads up? Because we have worked for different type of applications. Like we have worked for taxi services. We have worked created applications similar to Uber, like similar to DoorDash. So, and we have also helped design an application for like a transportation from airports, like the pod cars. So we have been in the industry for a very long time, and we have developed different kind of application. Even we have done an application for boats. So what type of transportation sector we are actually focusing on right now?
I think it'd be easier for him to describe than me.
Okay.
But it is in regards to the systems, the internal systems that are being utilized for truck drivers and the company, so the shippers and the brokers, and the communication between the three of them. There isn't anything out there that we've come across where it's almost non-existent them having a line of communication between all three pieces of, you know, the process. So what the brokers, between the shippers, the receivers, and the drivers who are actually dropping off the freight, they're all kind of playing, they're filling in the blanks with each other of, you know, where is it going from the time that it's been received, the order for the product has been received, to the time it's being delivered. It is everyone's kind of trying to figure out who is where and what is happening, and then it's causing a lot of loss of revenue on all sides because it's so messy. I'm not explaining it the best because I have no idea, like, that piece of it, I'm not the person behind it.
No, that's okay.
But that's the idea. So it's a piece of equipment that does a little bit of, so I've worked as a HR manager at a transportation company and with dispatchers and so on and so forth, and they have not used any, they didn't have any systems that they had that would allow them to, like if one dispatcher had to pass on information to like the overnight dispatch, and including the driver, and it's all one just, you know, thread of information so that each of them aren't having to send in separate text messages. I mean, you have some people who are on WhatsApp and they're getting updates, and then other people are receiving text messages. So it's a software that's going to help with streamlining that process, but also including the shippers, the receivers, and even the brokers. The broker sent in this information about this load that you're picking up, and once the load was received, the driver received it at this time. You're not, you know, the dispatcher isn't trying to reach out to the driver to see, okay, where are you? Do you have the pickup? It's a simple, got it. You know, they click on into the app. They acknowledge that they received it. And then it's on to the next thing. And the next step, which is, you know, them traveling. It's got, like, some type of GPS tracking that can pick up where they're located as they're moving with the product. If there's certain conditions or something like that, if there's some issue that comes up, they can, like, put in notes. That goes to the dispatcher, so then the dispatcher can notify the broker. But it's all one thread versus them all having these sidebar conversations and not and no one really knowing where the other person is in the information. And then the receiver, this is where the money gets lost. The receiver then has issues. Maybe the product didn't get there in time. Maybe the temperature of the product, like if it was like food grade or, you know, depending on whatever the situation is, or even hazmat. There's so many pieces to it, and a lot of it is being missed. And my partner has worked in this industry for 10 years, and his partner has worked in the industry for 20-plus years, and they've worked for companies all over the country, and not one company has had a really intuitive system that is able to pull all this information in. And mine is quite brilliant. So I'm not doing it any justice, but hopefully that gives you an idea.
Okay. I've made my notes, okay, and I guess you are in this logistics company. So you guys are looking to develop this application for your company, or this is a side project?
No, this is for our company, and then we would like to take this product and sell it to other transportation companies, and this is what they can use to make their systems better, their internal systems, yeah.
So first you would want this to be built for your company, and then you would want it to be white labeled so you can actually sell it to other companies.
Yep, and have an internal team for, like, you know, updates and, you know, bugs and all that stuff, as, you know. So, yeah, that's the idea.
That's the idea. Got you. Okay. Well, thank you for the heads up and the pointers you just told me, okay? I will make my notes accordingly, and whenever you will let me know the time, I'll share you the Zoom link for Thursday according to that time. I'll let you go for the day. I will be waiting for the NDA. Please try to do it today if you can.
I'm going to get it within the next 20 minutes. And then based off of what I've told you, is this something that you feel like your team is able to partner with us on?
Yes, we can. We can do it. Okay, we can develop it for you. Okay, what we do is we work for hire, okay? We don't own anything. We develop applications for our clients, okay? And we hand it over to them. They are the only owners, okay? The actual proprietor. Everything is uploaded on their own Google account and Apple account on the App Store and Google Play Store, okay? We don't own anything. We just get our whatever the proposal budget we will provide you. You pay that to us, and we will design and develop and deploy this application on your accounts, okay? And once the application is live, if we provide 3 months, you can say it's a guarantee or warranty of maintenance that the application is working pretty much fine and there are no glitches or issues. And if you would want to hire us after the 3 months, we can also talk about that.
Okay.
For the maintenance.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful. And then what is your pricing normally range for a certain – is it difficult for you to give me an idea of it, or is it something simple that you can use?
Right now, I can't tell you about the whole application code. Of course, we need to dive deeper into it and talk about all the technicalities and exactly what you guys are looking for and the designs and everything. But if you're talking about the per hour rate that we normally quote to our clients, that's between $25 to $35, and that's like very mediocre, or you can say on the minimum side in USA. If you're talking to an onshore company, okay, normally people tend to charge between $45 to $55. But what we are trying to do is we are trying to get more orders over here since we have already worked so much in this sector. So what we have is that we already have the work done, the legwork is already being done for so many projects. So that will already save time and the energy that our developers will be putting in. So we don't tend to charge a lot of money and scare our clients away. We try to make sense. We tell them, we educate them, okay? And we tell them this is the time that you guys need to you need to give to us so we can actually design and develop this application. We try to make it as realistic as possible for them to understand. And we tell them this is the amount that we will be charging according to the work that we will do, okay? And when you will be coming in that meeting, we might also try to, we will try to show you some of our work that we have done for our clients, okay? So that will also give you an idea what type of company we are, okay, and what type of services you can expect from us, okay? And once both the parties are synchronized, okay, we will understand your idea. We will put our technique and technology into it. We will tell you this is the timeline, and according to the functionalities and features this application needs, it will take this much of the time for us to design and develop this thing, and according to that timeline, this is the charges you are supposed to pay.
Okay, perfect.
And then again, we try to be as flexible as possible just to make sure that, of course, a lot of people have idea, but things can get expensive and out of their budget and pocket. But we try to make sure that we help them out till the end, even if they do not choose us, that's okay. But we try to make sure that they are well-versed and well-educated. So if they go ahead and speak to any other person, they know what they want and how it will work with them or for them.
Yeah, I love that. I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to our conversation more. I'm going to go ahead and get this document signed, and then we'll go ahead and confirm the time on Thursday.
Great.
And then, I'm looking forward to our meeting. I appreciate you being so kind and so gracious and patient with me. And I hope that, you know, this leads to a good partnership.
Perfect. I expect the same. And thank you so much for your kind words. I'm just doing my job. Thank you so much.
Of course, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, so I'll let you go for the day, and we'll see that if we can have
okay,
a word
perfect.
with
Thank
you,
you.
On Thursday. Thank you so much, Colin, for your time today. You have a wonderful day ahead.
Of
Take care.
course. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.